ordination or, you know, how the church relates to the state, or even outside the church when he is speaking to the Islamic world. He does it with a depth and a profundity and yet a serenity that makes him, I think, the leading intellectual guide of our age, even if he weren't the Pope.
Striking in a way, I don't know if you'd agree with this, but one of the things that is remarkable in his writings and in his personality is his humility, that he never gets in the way of his theologizing, so that he really allows himself to become a mirror of the totality of Catholic teaching rather than somebody who's trying to impose his personality on it.
Right, and a great combination. Humility and humor. I remember the second conversation I had with him, I handed him a copy of my book, The Lamb's Supper, The Mass is Heaven on Earth, the German translation. He looked at it and he asked me what it was about, and I told him, well, it's a kind of liturgical approach to the apocalypse, the book of Revelation, to show how John's heavenly visions were really opening up how it is that our worship on earth corresponds to the liturgy of the angels and saints in heaven. And he smiled, and he hugged the book, and he looked at me, and he said, you look too young to be writing on such lofty themes. And I said, well, I thank you for that, Your Holiness, but actually, I wrote that when I was older than you were, when you were a paratus, a theological expert at Vatican II. And he looked at me, and he gave me this big, warm smile, and he said, perhaps I was too young. I just laughed. I don't think you were. But he kept smiling, you know, and there was just such a humility and such a gentle humor about his way.
One of the areas that you focused on, I know, in discussing his biblical theology is his stress on a series of unities. You touched briefly already on that. Could you unpack that a little bit in terms of the unity of the Old and New Testaments, of the New Testament and the early church dogma, all of these elements coming together?
Yeah. When you survey the scene of contemporary biblical scholarship, it's reminiscent, you know, if you think of your childhood experience, you might think of Humpty Dumpty, you know, and just how biblical scholarship has fallen from what it was.